Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of the Heroes for Hire podcast. This is Hero Zero, where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. Now, it's a bit of a strange week, so I gotta come clean with you. We didn't have a Weird News Wednesday this week, and that was due to just, I would just say, idiocy, and we could only apologise. But what we do have is problems, because Sean is away at a wedding today, so what I've done is I have gone in search of somebody that could spruce up the show. Someone who was actually on the show on episode 7? Were you on 7?
About 7. There was a couple of 7s in there, though. I think the couple of times I showed up.
7 and 27, it might be. And so I am joined by a very special guest, Mr. Connor Martin. Connor, how are you?
I know, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I don't want to say scared, right? But this is the first week we've done in a while without my buddy Sean.
Yeah, I'm quite nervous too. You must have searched far and wide and then realised, God, the best option is at home. Oh no.
So, well, here's the thing. Me and you actually used to do a radio show.
Somehow.
Somehow we used to do a sports show. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people don't know is that you are probably the biggest Star Wars fan I know.
Oh, and so that's a great achievement or a curse.
I think it's a burden. I think I've given you a great burden.
Cool, burden.
And so what I thought what might be fun this week, as I could just do a Hero Zero, or I could get somebody else in, you are our Star Wars expert, apparently. And so for 1 week only, I said we'd bring in a star guest who would maybe teach me something. Why should I like Star Wars? What about Star Wars? And we get away with it because Star Wars does have comic books. So
they do.
Is this the new thing that I normally do DC, Sean normally does Marvel, Connor, all the other Connor does Star Wars?
I'll get drafted in on desperate days. Give us a new Star Wars character there, Connor.
Always just, you have so many to choose. Because we've read through, like, I'm trying to work out the maths here, 100 and... how many weeks? So maybe 80 each. So you have free reign.
It was free reign, but it wasn't free reign because I thought, what do people want to listen to? Mm. Do people want to hear about Obi-Wan Kenobi? I mean, we hear about him the whole time. We know what his story is.
Yeah.
Now, you could learn things about where he started from. You see him pick up as an 18-year-old or whatever. Or we could pick someone you wouldn't know.
Someone I wouldn't know. What about Luke? What about Rey? Someone with a Skywalker name. Someone called maybe related to Palpatine. Maybe just one of those families. I don't know a lot.
I don't think he would. No, I don't think you know much about them now. They're quite a discreet family in the Star Wars universe.
Not everything revolves around them. That's what I like about it. So, yeah, as I said, this is a bit of a strange week. Sean is away at a wedding, and we have Connor, you've come in as our expert Star Wars. So now I'm going to sit back. I'm going to give you the room. Okay. I must say, by the way, that me and Connor have actually known each other longer than me and Sean, so...
Dude, I'm a better friend. I've known him longer. You hear that, Sean? I've known him longer.
guys, don't fight over me. I'm an idiot.
It's all right. I think ultimately he'll win when it's like you check the viewership numbers for these podcasts and everyone sees like, ooh, look at that title. That's not a Marvel or DC character. What yeah. in the hell is this?
I'm excited to get to see the hate that you get.
Oh, it's going to be fueled, I'd say.
Everyone be nice to... I was going to say Sean. Everyone be nice to other Connor. That's my name. God.
It's your name.
So Connor, please, take us on a journey. Where are we going in the Star Wars universe?
All right, Connor. Well... Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Oh, Jesus.
No, oh, I'm only messing. I'm only messing.
I thought you were just going to bring in the script from episode 3 and just word for word tell me it.
I was going to sheave Palpatine. Yeah. That'd
be so good.
How'd you going?
I was terrified, honest.
You thought, I'd ask this guy just to do a little bit of work for me, and this is what he throws at me.
It's also not lost on everyone that I drafted in someone to help, and then I was like, you do the work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not that I'm busy or angry. No. I had to do the work.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Connor, so I come to you with two options today.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you choose. So one is a character we've never seen on screen, but is very popular.
Boba Fett.
We fucking seen Boba Fett on the screen. Don't you give me that Boba Fett.
You were facing the opposite way. I can't see your screen, first of all, but I assume it's Boba Fett.
No, it's not Boba Fett, because we see Boba Fett a lot on screen.
Okay, sorry.
Or... we have a character that is only... Sorry, well, actually, the first character is Legends as well. Well, is canon, but not much in canon.
Let's not get into the Star Wars canon. Everything is Legends, enough, but not Legends.
The other character is just Legends, and is probably... I didn't really know about this character until I start, and it's stupid. Okay. Probably won't be as good a story, but at least when if I read you the first couple of lines, you'll realise how stupid it is.
Oh, so it's a choice.
See,
I enjoy the stupid ones, but I also think it might be fun to hear you actually try to sell me on Star Wars, because I'm a bit Star Wars fatigued right now. I don't really care about Star Wars, and after seeing Dune, I'm all in on Dune.
What's that?
George Lucas never heard of it, really.
Nah, I don't even know what it is, mate.
Chosen One, Powers, shut up.
Grand film.
Set in the desert. I'm trying to get into the mind of our listeners. Like, they obviously will want the idiot as well.
If you want me to do the good one, I can give you kind of just a tiny little snippet of the bad one at the end.
Yeah, okay, that's a better idea. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Because the bad, I honestly couldn't believe the last one or the other one when I was reading it. I was like, he'll enjoy this. I think he'll enjoy the stupidity of it more than anything.
See, I want the stupidity, but I think the other one might be a better listen. Whereas it might just be an audience of one for the idiot. Whereas I just enjoy that.
You're just sitting there and then abusing the people at Lucas and Star Wars for like, who thought of that? God almighty!
I already give them enough shit, and I already get enough hate for hating them. I don't hate them. I think George is alright. I think George, fair play to you. I love sand as well. Go on.
Knocked out of the park with the first three, anyway. Whatever you can say.
One, two, and three.
Well, it depends how you want to look at it. I like the prequels.
Okay.
Right? But anyway, okay. So, Connor. Character chosen is Revan.
You know what? I have always wanted to know more about Revan, and Sean has kind of given me... bits and bobs. He's given me bits here and there, but he hasn't gone all in on who Revan is. What's his story?
So ultimately, I decided to not do a character from a movie or TV show, just because people probably know what's going on, or at least I'd only be rehashing probably some story. Maybe their origin originally might not know or stuff like that, but if things like maybe Mace Windu crossed my mind or something along those lines where you only see him Samuel L. Jackson it up in the film. But other than that, but I just decided, you never know. There could be, there's whisperings of possible Revan movies, you know, or Old Republic style stuff.
They'll never do it because he's not related to the Skywalkers.
Nah, and it's...
It'll get the Lucasfilm, they'll be like...
And they know they'll get people in.
They're like, it'll get the Lucasfilm, they'll be like, yeah, but can he be related to Palpatine or a Skywalker somewhere? Maybe just a great uncle, great grand uncle, just something.
Well, he'd be quite a ways out, considering he was born in the year 3994 before the Battle of Yavin.
Okay, so great, great grandfather.
Quite a few greats, I would say.
Quite a few greats.
So yeah, they just used before the Battle of Yavin as their us with our before Christ and
BY.
Our, yeah, well, BBY for them.
BBY.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, pretty much 4,000 years before Luke Skywalker was kicking ass.
Okay.
So Revan is a human male. So not a weird, strange looking alien.
Yeah, okay.
Like Ki-Adi-Mundi or Yoda or one of them.
It's a trap.
So, he played a pivotal role, though, as both a Jedi and a Sith.
This is why the thing I've heard about Revan is that he straddled both lights.
Liked a bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
Liked to test the waters.
Yeah.
So he was around during the Mandalorian Wars and the Jedi Civil War.
Okay.
So he was born in the Outer Rim Territories, so...
That means nothing to me.
Nothing to you. Nothing to you. So, like, Tatooine would have been Outer Rim, but okay. He's not from Tatooine.
That's like my favourite thing of someone's like, where are you from in Ireland? And I'm like, Dublin, but it's like outside Dublin, like imagine Dublin, but then a few hours
away. You're trying to describe it to people, not Dublin, go outside Dublin.
It's like Tatooine, but a few planets across.
Yep, there. So he studied under a number of different Jedi Masters as a Padawan of the Jedi Order, becoming friends with a fellow student named Alec.
Okay.
So the young man became a Jedi Knight and was vocal and a charismatic member of the Order. God, hang on, lost myself already.
A lot of pressure. Yeah. It's a lot of pressure doing these reports every week.
Man, I don't know how you do it.
And you have to look up everything about that character, because if you get something wrong,
I
should have pre-warned you, someone's shitting on you.
Yeah, someone's going to shit on me, I'd say. He was charismatic, but he critiqued the Order's inactivity in the ongoing Mandalorian War. So this was kind of a big war going on. It was a particular planet, you would have seen them, and you know all the Mandalorians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Go around with the helmets and the jetpacks usually and whatnot. And so there's a lot of different Mandalorian clans, and there was a lot of fighting going on and stuff like that. People wanted to rule the whole planet, and people just wanted to be left alone, etc., etc.
Okay.
And they were fighting with the Galactic Republic as well. So still the Galactic Republic at that time.
Everyone's always fighting with the Galactic Republic.
Except when it's the Galactic Empire.
Oh yeah, of course.
So Revan was originally introduced in Star Wars Legends continuity from the 2003 video game Knights of the Old Republic. Or KOTOR, as the coolie people would call it. I never actually played the game.
I never,
because it came out in like 03, so I was like...
You were more Battlefront 2.
No, I was Battlefront 2.
Okay.
Probably the greatest game ever created. But look, we'll let that one go. And so in the game, you can decide if you want to be light side or dark side.
Yeah, I remember.
As you go along, yes. So that's kind of how the light side and dark side stuff comes into it here. Depending on what you do, how you interact with people, you pick Jedi, Sith, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So he's never actually appeared on a movie or even a snippet in a TV show or anything like that. But he was actually meant to come in once. There was one episode of like Star Wars: The Clone Wars, where like Dave Filoni wanted to have him come in as like maybe like a Force ghost or something along those lines.
A Force ghost, though, is he not always just on the fence? Like, he's always like, "What you could do, I don't know, you do good or do bad. I don't mind." Like.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Not necessarily.
He's very much like, he's Switzerland. Is he the Switzerland?
Well, the idea of a Force Ghost is you're meant to be light side.
Okay.
Because dark side can't become...
That makes sense.
Force Ghost. And herein lies kind of the issue that, say, George Lucas would have had with it. Because Revan was kind of both. He felt that would have kind of conflicted with his view of the Force and that kind of thing. So he's never actually been on...
Not enough midichlorians.
Not enough midichlorians.
Lad just didn't have enough midichlorians.
Not enough midichlorians.
Didn't qualify.
Yeah, no. So, basically, Revan led the Revanchist movement. So they were a group of Jedi Crusaders who were a renegade faction of the Jedi Order who assisted the Galactic Republic during the Mandalorian Wars.
So they were like assassins? Like a killer squad?
So they were kind of in just in defiance of the Jedi Council's wishes. So they didn't want to interfere, or they didn't want to go to this Mandalorian War. Revan wanted to get involved. Revan wanted to get involved, yeah. And Revan wanted to get involved.
You've told me three lines, by the way. This is already more interesting than nearly all of the movies.
Is it? Do you think so?
Yes.
Revan donned a mask. So you don't really see much of him as an actual person, because he always then, he wore the mask of a fallen Mandalorian as he joined the Republic's military fight and was appointed a Supreme Commander.
Okay.
So Revan ultimately defeated the leader of Mandalore at the Battle of Mandalore in 3960 BBY. So he's only about 34, you know, he was doing things.
He's moving up.
Yeah.
He was nearly in Forbes 30 under 30, but he just missed out by 4.
And Revan and his friend Alec, who now became Malik, his man wanted a consonant at front. He wanted there was a bit more power in a consonant. Yeah. He felt Malik. He wanted Malik
because everyone's like, "Oh, someone go get Alec. Someone go get Malik."
There it is. More
like,
powerful.
Yes. Yeah. No, this, I understand.
It's more powerful. Yeah. So they after this battle, they then followed a trail of mysterious Sith influence on the Mandalorian Wars to the unknown regions. So this is just like space outside of all the planets that we know and stuff like that. It's just unexplored space,
I suppose. Think of Tatooine, a few planets past that.
a bit further than that.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when Columbus crossed the sea, he didn't really know what he was going to find.
Okay.
Didn't know what he was going to find. So, here the two discovered a reconstituted Sith Empire, and they were turned to the dark side of the Force by the Sith Emperor.
Right, so they show up on the planet, and they're a Jedi.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, wow, a new planet. And then they get involved with the Sith, and is it like a cult? The Sith just like,
so they like
brainwashes
so
them?
So they, during the war or whatever, they would have sensed like dark side presence, I suppose, and been like, something dodgy's going on here. This isn't just a war between Mandalore and the Galactic Republic or whatever. There's something going on here behind the scenes. So they kind of followed a trail, I suppose, and ended up getting caught by going to a Sith Emperor, really. And it's the Sith Empire, so this is before any rule of two.
Okay.
So sorry, yeah, I should probably have said that. There's obviously a complete Jedi Order, like kind of how we see in the films, but there's also a Sith Empire at the same time. So it's not just two guys like Palpatine and Maul running around.
Much more fair fight, to be fair. On both the powers spread out. Sean explained that to me once. I'm trying to use my Star Wars knowledge.
It is more spread out, but there is obviously still a lot of incredibly powerful characters on both sides, and obviously the Sith Emperor is, considering how powerful Revan and Malik are, this guy is going to be top notch to just convince them to join the dark side.
Yeah,
like
Jesus.
That.
Okay.
So since they returned to the dark side, the Sith Emperor sent them back to the Republic as advance agents. So they were newly appointed Dark Lords of the Sith. So Darth Revan and now Darth Malik.
So they basically like, Is it brainwashing, or was your man just like, you're going to get way more power doing this, be a double agent for us?
Probably was a bit of brainwashing. I'll come in now in a second.
Okay.
So by the way, Malik is Revan's apprentice.
In my head, he's like the smallest dude ever. He's like the scrawniest dude.
Malik?
He's just Alec. He's like, call me Malik now. Call me Malik, I'm cool.
He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah, he's big, isn't
he? He's a pretty big dude.
He's a big dude.
Pretty big beefcake.
Yeah. He was called Alec, he was small, turned into Malik. Suddenly he's a bit more intimidating.
Yeah. So once they kind of got sent back to the Republic or whatever, they kind of broke free of the Emperor's mental control. And established their own empire.
Right, so now they just have their own empire.
So now they're their own kind of Sith empire kind of thing.
So they've broken away from the Sith.
Breakaway, pretty much. And so they've come across this thing called the Star Forge, which was an ancient space station of great power that had been built by the Rakata species, Connor.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So they use this Starforge to construct a military fleet and weapons, which with which Revan and Malak waged war against the Republic and in the resultant Jedi Civil War. So the Starforge was a giant automated shipyard designed to create the most powerful army of all time. It was constructed by the Rakatan Infinite Empire in 30,000 BBY. So we're going way back there. And it was 5,000 years before the rise of the Galactic Republic. The Starforge draws energy and matter from a nearby star, which when combined with the power of the Force is capable of creating an endless supply of ships, droids, and other war material.
Right, so you just put everything into this and then you just get endless supplies of everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty much. You can.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, a bit of Force, a bit of power from a nearby star, and you're good to go. You get your...
No more logic needed.
Get your bits and pieces, man. Get your bits and pieces.
You know how it is. Sometimes you just come across a MacGuffin that's going to solve all your problems.
So this technological marvel came at a terrible cost to those Rakatan people, as they were already cruel and, you know, savage creatures by nature. So the Starforge began feeding off them and... feeding off them, and it became like kind of self-aware, I guess. So okay. Terminator style, I guess, kind of.
So it now becomes aware that it's something that they're using to create anything they want.
Yeah, and since they were not good creatures, I suppose they were kind of evil creatures, it became like an immense tool of dark side power.
Right, okay.
So it started then corrupting those Rakatan people to gain an immense power, and eventually got to the stage for it to operate itself and ultimately cause the collapse of that empire. Aware of its semi-living super... aware of its semi-living super weapons ability to corrupt users, Revan actually limited his contact with it to make sure he didn't... to avoid allowing it to control him like it controlled them.
It's like Vision... But, like, instead of putting all the right information into him, they put all the dark shit into him. So he came out fucked.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Probably as if, yeah, if Ultron had won, or gotten what he wanted, maybe.
Okay.
Would probably be the way to look at it, yeah. So this would then lead us into the Jedi Civil War. And this is sort of Revan's fault as well, kind of, by the way.
my bad. Did you say my bad?
Kind of his man.
Yeah.
So the Jedi Civil War was a devastating conflict that began when Jedi Knight Revan, at the time, who had led the force of the Galactic Republic to the victory in Mandalorian Wars, he found his own Sith Empire and declared himself Dark Lord of the Sith. He got that one. And while... So the war began when him and his apprentice Malak...
My favourite guy.
Yeah. Clearly you've got an affiliation to Malak here.
Shout out to Malak.
So they led an invasion on the Galactic Republic. You know, they've got this new army now, and they're...
I like to imagine with every invasion, Malak adds an extra letter to his name. Just he just keeps adding
few
letters.
Years.
Every few he's like, ah, it's not enough.
He'll be Malak-y in 10 years' time.
We just need more.
So they came back with a massive Sith fleet. But ultimately, Revan was... betrayed by Malak.
Fuck off.
So, betrayed, yeah. As, so there was
Backstab Alec. He changed his name to.
Yeah, pretty much. So, 2 years into the Jedi Civil War, a Jedi called Bastila Shan. She was the leader of a Jedi strike team who was sent to capture Revan and Malak.
Okay.
So, her team managed to board Revan's flagship, I suppose, and corner the Dark Lord on the bridge. But before they could engage in combat. Getting confused here.
That's Malik's new
Malak
name. Malak
was the next word. So I said...
He changed his name to Kambalik, didn't
yeah.
he?
So before they could engage in Revan in combat, Malak, who was separated from his master during the battle... betrayed Revan.
Fuck off.
Betrayed him. Snake what a in dick the grass.
I never trusted him. You know that about me. I always said he's a bad egg.
So he ordered the guns of his flagship, the Leviathan, to fire on Revan's vessel in an attempt to destroy both the Jedi and Revan.
He's going into business for himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, is he looking to become the new Jedi leader, or is he just going, like, I'm going to be the new Sith leader?
Well, he's still Sith. You kind of know the way the Sith are. They kind of like to betray each other the whole time.
Makes sense.
I think it's like a sense of they become more powerful.
Yeah.
So, like, if you kind of look at, like, yeah, like, Darth Plagueis and Palpatine. Once Palpatine felt he'd gotten all he could, just kill him. Just end him.
Yeah,
just
get
rid of him.
And that's the idea of the power of two or whatever.
Yeah, and that was the thing, yeah. So kind of the whole time, you even think Darth Vader is trying to replace Palpatine with Luke. So then Vader takes over and then Luke comes with him. So actually in Episode 5, when he said, come with me and we can destroy the Emperor together, he kind of wasn't lying.
Technically he wanted to destroy the Emperor.
He definitely wanted to kill the Emperor. Like,
makes sense.
Yeah, so how that would have worked out, though, with the Empire, don't know, but...
Palpatine's like, lad, I gotta go have a load of sex here. I'm gonna have to go have sex and make babies. Right? Don't talk to me later, Darth Vader.
Don't come at me now about that.
Fuck's sake.
So, Bassla Shan survived as a Revan and managed to use the Force to stabilize Revan, who was near death, and his mind was fractured, basically, from all the light side, dark side, and trauma he's gone through so far. And through her, she used the Force to stabilize him.
Okay.
And through this, a bond was created between the two of them.
Makes sense.
Yeah, as it would. As it would,
you would think. It's very comic booky. I'm liking it.
So her kind of main kind of Force power is like this Force power called Battle Meditation, which increases kind of the morale of her allies, and decreases, I suppose, the morale of our enemies. Like, kind of demoralizes the enemies.
Yeah,
I don't know,
it's enemies
like,
just like, we're a bit shit, aren't we?
Yeah, kind of like gets in their head. Gets in their head,
yeah,
I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm a bit self-conscious about all my spots. Yeah. I'm feeling bad today.
It's okay. It's okay.
I can't fight. I can't fight. I look terrible.
This. We got this. So yeah, create a bond between the two, and Bassla Shan brought the comatosed Revan back to the Jedi Council.
Okay.
So, both the Council and Shan came up with a plan to temporarily erase Revan's memories, basically reprogramming him with an identity of a soldier loyal to the Republic.
Oh, shit. Okay. This has gotten very interesting. This is very similar to Dr. Light. Did you listen to my Dr. Light review? A report last week, you didn't.
No, last week, no.
No, okay, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But,
I was like, God, tell me it wasn't one of the long ones.
The Justice League did a thing where Zatanna wipes his brain. So he does a really terrible act. He sexually assaults, I think it's Plastic Man's wife, Sue Dibney. And it's so bad that they're like, okay, we're going to just fucking wipe his brain. And so Zatanna wipes his brain of his identity.
Yeah.
And basically just makes him comatose. Like, just lobotomizes the lad.
Mm-hmm.
And he just can't remember who he is. And then the whole morality of, is it right that we're able to take this guy's identity and just do whatever we want? Or was it better to throw him in jail? Like, is it our place to take this guy's identity?
Yeah.
Because the Jedi, that's a bit shady, isn't it? If he wants to be evil, you gotta let him be evil.
But, like, I mean, to be fair, in a time of war, gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm all about lobotomizing lads.
If you know he's one of the most powerful beings in the galaxy, you kind of want him on your side if you can.
Right, but by taking his brain and replacing him?
Eh, you know, you got to do what you got to
do. Okay, okay.
Maybe a war crime nowadays. But, you
back
know,
then,
3,500 years before the Battle of Yavin, my man. You know, before they were blowing up planets, they were just trying to get people to switch sides.
Yeah, okay, okay. Fair enough.
So basically, he became a soldier loyal to the Republic. So he obviously forgot that he was a Sith. Didn't know what was going on there. But the Council hoped that Shan, through her connection with Revan, would be able to coerce Revan into revealing the location of the Starforge.
Right. Okay.
Which was now under Malik's control.
Fucking you know, Malik, what a dude.
Wanted that power, man. You see, he wanted that power.
He's the best.
So obviously he couldn't really remember. He doesn't remember how to get there or whatever.
Yeah.
And in classic, like, games and things where you have to go and find something to find your way, They were sent, there was a squad of them, sent on a mission to locate star maps, which ultimately, when brought together, would...
I mean, very Star Warsy.
But bring you a map to
we
Luke Skywalker.
We have to go get a Tig to get the other Tig to get to the other Tig.
Yeah, fair enough.
They needed a MacGuffin.
Yeah, so these were those Rakatan artifacts that would lead the way to the Starforge. So yeah, Revan gained new allies through this. A lot of characters you'd see in the game, but we're just doing Revan here, okay. So I'm not going to go into big detail on all these people here, or we'd be here for another hour. But he grew particularly close with Shan during this time. However, the group was captured by Malik. This lad again.
In my head, Malik is 4'7" and hasn't lifted a weight in his life. The lad is the least intimidating man in the world. But he's always just like pointing at things he wants.
You'll have to look up a picture of him after this then.
Is it the opposite of that?
He's quite intimidating.
Okay,
quite intimidating person, I would say. And Revan's true identity was revealed. Yeah.
To the rest of the crew.
To everyone, yeah. Okay. They didn't know who he was.
But
he was
did
a loyal
he know who
Republic.
He was?
No.
So it's revealed to him as well.
Yeah, he thinks he's a loyal Republic soldier.
Okay.
Instead of an evil Sith Emperor. Or a...
Why would Malik
Jedi?
Tell him that? Because then he'd have to admit, I was your sidekick. It's like, no, I'm the captain
now.
Or
you could just lie and say, I was always better than you.
Oh, yeah. You were my sidekick.
I was always kicking your ass,
those
man.
Those Sith guys. They're not trustworthy.
You clung on to my coattails.
Yeah, okay. Fair
enough. So yeah, Revan's identity was revealed and Bastila Shan was captured. Forcing Revan and his crew to find the final map and locate the Star Forge on their own. So eventually they did. And aboard the Star Forge, Revan brought... Okay. So Malik had then tortured and corrupted Bastila Shan.
Fuck me.
So
okay.
She had fallen to the dark side through all the torture and pain and misery he had been causing her.
Okay. Did Batman Beyond return the Joker to...
Kind, I suppose.
Do you get that reference?
No, not really. I was just going to nod and smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Batman Beyond returned the Joker. Joker captures Robin and just tortures him until he turns him into like a little Joker.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty much the same thing.
Okay,
then. Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty much the same thing. So then once they get to the Starforge, Revan managed to bring a fallen Bastila back to the light side. And ultimately defeated Malik. Deadzo. Dunzo.
Malik is dead.
Malik is Dunzo.
Okay. And Revan at this point, he knows who he is.
Yes.
And he knows what he's done.
No.
Right.
He knows who he is, though, but he doesn't know everything that's happened.
Why is everyone so mad at me? You think, I don't understand.
Hang on. Did I cause anyone harm?
Did I blow up a planet?
I don't remember that.
Did I start a revolution?
So ultimately then Revan married Shan. And then they sank back into obscurity for several years. Lived a quiet life, Connor. They lived a quiet life. Because the Jedi Order weren't too happy with it. But so they kind of came to an agreement that
the two of them would leave.
Not necessarily that they wouldn't have a problem with it. They would let them be them. Then, so, you know, as we said, Revan was quite charismatic and ideological and stuff
like
that.
You're not allowed to be charismatic.
He's not allowed to spout his beliefs.
You're not allowed to start your own crew, Revan. Right?
Basically. I mean, look, he brought his own Sith Empire.
That's true.
So
I love the fact that they're like, you have to promise you won't start a cult. Right? Yeah. It's not going to be good, Revan.
Basically.
Okay.
Basically. So they had a few years of peace and quiet.
Then he started being charismatic. The charismatic devil that he is.
But then his memories started coming back a little bit.
Okay.
Little by little, things had happened and...
How is none of this a movie, by the way? This is great stuff.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. So this then led him to leave his wife, an unborn child.
Oh no. Oh, Revan. I thought I trusted this Sith Lord.
Because he wanted answers. The man wanted
answers.
Oh,
he's going on an answer quest.
Didn't know who he was anymore, really. You know?
How is this not a movie?
So he went back to the Unknown Regions.
Of course.
Where he was captured by the Sith and was imprisoned for 3 years.
Yeah, here we go.
until a former lieutenant of his named Mitra Surik rescued him along with the help of a Sith Lord, Scourge.
Right. Okay. So he's saved by the Sith. From the Sith.
By, yes. Saved from the Sith Emperor by another Sith, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Well, this Mitra Surik was a former lieutenant of his.
Okay, so he's just like...
And so, I mean, he did have his own Sith Empire.
Yeah. Oh, so, right, okay. So they're like, I'm going to capture the old boss. We'll bring him back.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. And so, but then the trio attempted, instead of just running away, they attempted to eliminate the Sith Emperor.
Dead right.
Didn't go well.
No, all no, dead.
Didn't go well. Well, no.
Revan's still alive.
Yes.
Okay.
But unfortunately was held captive by the Emperor for 300 more years.
Imagine you get cash for 3 years. You get broken out. Mm. And there's that moment where he has two doors. And one says, like, exit and bring Loomis Rain. And the other says...
Now let's fuck him up.
Let's just fuck around and find out who's behind the other door. And he's like, oh... What could be the bad... It's not going to be that bad. The consequences cannot possibly... 300 years. Yeah. Oh, that's more.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't beat him with Malik. Him and Malik, when they went the first time, just got corrupted.
Right.
You know, but all of a sudden, oh, they had one extra person here. They thought, maybe.
It's true.
Maybe.
0 to 100 real quick. 0 to 300.
Zero to 300. So 300 years later then, he was finally freed by Republic forces. However, the torture he had experienced at the hands of the Emperor had splintered his mind.
This lad spends more time with a splintered mind than he does a real mind.
Yeah. So, the light side of him wanted to become one with the Force. Had enough. Wanted to be dead. Sick of it. Sick of it. Just wanted to die. While the dark side wanted him to reject death and cling to life.
That's such a cool...
Which is kind of the whole thing, like...
It's such a cool, unique thing, where, Sith want to stay alive, they want to defeat death.
And the Jedi are happy enough that when the time comes, just let's... It's enough.
That's such an interesting concept.
So you do kind of see that a little bit. Obviously, you see, like, in Episode 4, old Ben just kind of be like, okay, everyone's getting away, that's fine. Ah, Vader can... I'll become one with the Force, that's fine. And then on the opposite end of that...
At all because Alec Guinness didn't want to come back.
Probably not. But
okay.
He did alright over it.
Yeah.
And then on the other side of that then, you have Obi-Wan chopping Maul in half in Episode 1, but then Maul still being alive because he was so angry and so filled with hate that... You see it in the Clone Wars animated TV show and stuff like that.
I mean, it is ridiculous, though. He got chopped in half, I think.
Got chopped in half, but he was
so... It's not like a worm. Like, you're not going to grow back your legs. They give him robot legs, fair enough.
They do, ultimately, yeah. But, like, he was so angry and so filled with hate that it just kept him alive.
I think if I... No matter how mad I was, if someone chopped me in half, I would stop thinking about how mad I was and I would think, God, I'm in a lot of pain here.
Yeah.
I've been chopped in half.
Well, like, it kept Anakin alive as well on Mustafar. The fact he was quite angry with Obi-Wan.
Oh, boys.
And all the Jedi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a couple of limbs chopped off, a bit of lava setting you on fire. It's not good for anyone, really. Not good for anyone at all.
Obi-Wan did have the high ground, to be fair.
Stupid. He should have known, Anakin. Jeez, come
on,
man.
He was on
man.
That slight gradient.
Come on, man. So his dark side wanted to destroy the Sith Emperor still, once and for all.
So the dark side wants him to destroy the Sith. And his light side wants him to die.
The dark side thinks it should probably be the most powerful dark side being. Not the Sith Emperor, I suppose. So, yeah, they wanted to kill him or whatever. But both the... Funnily enough, both the Empire and the Republic joined together to stop him.
Right, so now he's so powerful that they're just like, fuck, we made... Come together.
You need to stop Dark Revan in this case. It's just the dark side of Revan. So it's kind of two different Revans.
How is this not a movie? This is so cool.
So Revan's light side was unable to pass on because the dark side was, you know, was there as well. So Revan's light side aided the coalition in defeating Dark Revan.
What? So his light side turned into a ghost.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of two different.
And it's like, he's over there.
It's kind of, it is separated, kind of.
He's in the box.
He's over there.
He's hiding behind that door.
Doesn't
we'll
come
kill
out
him.
Much. Doesn't come out much. So anyway, ultimately they were able to overcome the dark Revan. And so then the two halves of Revan merged and were able to finally die.
Holy shit!
Ultimately then, Revan's spirit went on to aid the heroes in the galaxy, defeating the Sith Emperor once and for all. His task had finally been completed, and he became one with the Force. His legacy would still live on with the dark side, though, as well.
Yeah.
As obviously he would have been a kind of a Sith legend as well, at the same time.
He's a both a Sith and a Jedi legend, simultaneously.
Yeah, pretty much. So then new Sith... there was one Sith who chose a similar name to him, called himself like Riven or something instead of Revan. And then...
Not a lot of Maleks around.
not a lot of Maleks or Alex. and then Darth Bane, who you've probably heard of, as he came up with the Rule of Two. So he discovered Revan's Sith Holocron. Do you remember from like episode 9, Palpatine had... a Holocron. So you know the way the Sith are meant to... They keep dying. So this is how they passed on their teachings. Was like they put their like
yeah, and that's the when they had the trailer shot of Rey turning evil.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of a way to pass on their teachings and stuff, because obviously, especially when it gets down to like only two of them, you know, the one might fucking forget something, you know, or so. So it's a way. Like,
I love that idea.
I don't know. I'm just saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that. But like,
I didn't write it down.
So then,
Bane
gets killed, but all his thoughts and. Ideas, I guess, are in just this little device that can then help future Sith keep it all going, become more powerful, I guess. And so, discovered Revan's Sith Holocron, basically, and used it to develop the teachings of the Rule of Two.
Unreal.
Good stuff.
Is that your Darth Revan report?
It's the Revan report.
That is so cool.
You'd want to see it in the cinema, would you?
How does that man not have a movie? I cannot believe
that. Or worse, a TV show.
Or a TV... anything.
Yeah.
He's the most interesting Star Wars character going. Luke is piss poor bland compared to that lad.
No, you leave Luke out.
Come on now, right? You have a hero's journey. I'd much rather, right? You've got the young kid whippersnapper. Hero's journey. He somehow overcomes. Grad. What about this guy? Becomes hero. Turns villain. Turns hero, turns villain. Ultimately, he's aiding both sides simultaneously until both sides have to come together to defeat him.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, ultimately, because Malik... Well, I think there was a quote or something from Malik where he calls him like, oh, look, it's the hero, the villain, the saviour and the conqueror.
The most interesting character.
A 3D
human in Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. Amazing. So he's a pretty good character.
Wow, that was such a good report.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
And I'm assuming in terms of powers and abilities... It's
pretty off the chain. Yes. He's pretty powerful. Physically, he can do all the acrobatic stuff. Not on a Yoda level, but like he can do jumps and flips and all that kind of stuff when he's fighting.
He can do parkour.
Parkour!
Yeah, he can do parkour.
But yeah, no, and he is obviously very strong in the Force. So
does he have lightning?
Do you know what? I don't know.
It'd be cool if he had both, just whenever he felt like
it. If he felt like it, here's a bit of lightning, but here's a Force push.
He picks you up with the Force push and then gives you the lightning.
I mean, personally, if I had both, I'd still probably jump to the lightning over a
Lightning's
Force push.
Cooler. Lightning is cooler, yeah. I'm not going to just push you over, I want to sizzle you.
Could push you or pull you over here, but nah, I'd zap you.
No, that's so cool. I didn't realise that it was that, like, to me it was just explained, oh well, he's light side and dark side. And I was just like, okay, that seems pretty cool. But after learning more, I'm like, that's like
he's
10
got a,
times
got a
above.
Story to tell there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously I was trying to just keep it at a decent length of report so much more could have been said or more detail. But that was Revan.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Connor.
No
what
problem.
A report.
Well, thanks very much, man.
We need to bring you back. See, we only bring you back on Star Wars movies. And there's no Star Wars movies currently.
No, but Book of Boba Fett is coming out at Christmas, people.
That's true, actually.
Connor's finally going to get a different perspective on Boba Fett.
Well, all I know is he's shit.
Oh, he's great. Did you not see him in Mandalorian Season 2?
I haven't. No, I actually haven't.
Oh, he's very good in Mandalorian
The only Mandalorian episode I've seen of Season 2 is the one I watched with you. which was the very last episode.
Well, it was juice.
And I hadn't watched from one to that, like, however many episodes it is, and you were like, do you care? And I was like, no, you can watch it. And then the very end spoiler happened, and I was like, there's no point in going back and watching it now. Yeah. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, no, there's plenty of good stuff before that with Boba Fett and whatnot.
Okay. Do you want me to take us out, Connor?
One second. Remember I told you I had a bit of a stupid one?
Yes, I do apologise.
So I'm obviously not going to... I'm just going to read you, like, the first three lines here of this.
Eyes closed, I'm ready to go.
The character's name is Luke Skywalker.
Fuck off, first of all. Secondly, I'm all in. I'm here for another hour. Tell me.
There's two U's in Luke.
Oh, of course. Mm. Is it Alec again? He's back.
Except this guy decided to add an extra U.
Clever.
Instead of another consonant. So Luke Skywalker was created from tissue cells taken from the severed hand of Luke Skywalker, which was lost with his lightsaber during the duel with Darth Vader on Cloud City.
What? George, what's going on, man? Do you want to talk to someone?
I saw that and I thought, that's pretty...
That is fucking ludicrous.
That's hilarious. Now, the rest of it is kind of just a story, but I just thought those first few lines would be
quite
funny.
Do you think when they came up with that, like, how high would it have been to be like, fuck, that's unreal. Like, someone wrote Luke Skywalker on the board, and then they just put an extra U in between the U and the K, like, really small.
Turned the boys as a joke, and then they were all like, oh, see what you're doing there. See what you're doing there.
Oh, the lads are like, fuck, I think we've cracked this. I think we've cracked it, lads.
Yeah.
Oh, unreal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, we might invite you back for Luke Skywalker.
You want a little giggle someday, do you?
But I'd like Sean to be involved as well, because I know he likes Star Wars. So we want to get him involved. But
that's fair enough. I didn't know this character beforehand, by the way. I just happened to come across him when I was looking for something interesting to do.
Absolutely ridiculous. Luke Skywalker. And by the way, Darth Revan, give me all the movies. Give me all the things. Okay, I might have to wrap it up here. I'm going to have to do the outro all on my lonesome. It's going to be okay. I can do this.
You didn't have to say much for the last 4 minutes.
I haven't,
minutes,
no, that's
so.
True. That is true. So so a big shout out to all of our patrons. You can head on over to heresforhire.com/heresforhirepodcast. Yes, that's it. I'm all racking.
Sean carries the show.
He normally does it so much better. But you can head on over to our Patreon. The link is down below. We have all the extra episodes up there, a load of extra movies. Connor's not a patron. He doesn't give a shit. But Connor,
I am a content creator.
I'm on the show now.
Like four times I've been on this show now. I shouldn't. Could you imagine? You don't go into work and pay them to have
true.
You there.
That's true. That is true. But yeah, you can head on over to our Patreon for all the extra content. We've got lots of lovely patrons who I'm going to give a shout out here now. So we've got Waffles. We'll be 30 years old by the end of the month.
It's
and all he wants is for people to get vaccinated and to have a nice day. Number two, Kira Lawler, David Clark, Ed Ball, Joe Birdie, Roisin, the bride, Hallie, who is getting married. Ryan Wrighttime Evanson, Sean Grow Your Mo for a Bro Jameson, Dominic, Josiah Florida Gal Green, Anna Team Irish Walrus Hell Roos, Little Dicky the other one in a sudden drawl says, well, I reckon people dang old call me Florida Man. Glad to meet you. Danny McLaughlin, Ray, I can't believe one that did this. Sammy DeLucia, Michelle, it's championship weekend for Drip Brown. A Dune Run Luke Hot.
Fair enough. Jeez, if that list gets any longer, you're going to be having to do a podcast just with patrons' names in it.
You know what? I like when the list gets longer, Connor.
Good for the show.
There's room for a Connor there somewhere.
Is there? I'll try find one for you.
Yeah, find another one. You can also head on over to our Twitter is at Heroes for Hire Pod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook, Heroes for Hire Podcast. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And more importantly, the most important thing is just tell one human being that we exist. Now you come in and just say just the one.
Just one, because God, two would be far too many.
Too many. It's just too many. Now that you know, we have to kill Sean. So, I have been Connor Lawler.
And I have been Connor Martin.
And we shall see you all next week. Well, I will. Thanks for coming in, Connor.
Whenever they get desperate enough to need you again.
Whenever one of us dies. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.